Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like how many first-round picks are out of the league?
Didn't they both end up in Carolina
at one point? Yeah.
Jimmy Clausen and Horseballs? Yes. They are both in the shadow of Cam Newton. Cam, I like to take the brims off of my hat.
I hate that.
your level should be good. You just gotta turn. Good. Is your mic on?
It is now.
Alright, cool. He's fine, probably.
He's a boyfriend.
We got the dog and sitting in on the
Gooey, the fourth boyfriend.
Yeah, sitting in on the podcast. The dog, Spider Jones.
What's going on, everybody?
Filling in for BK. BK is a little under the weather this evening.
And as a tribute to BK, Spider brought Burger King.
I did. Because even with my heart condition, I don't care.
No, nor should you. The oceans are going to boil in 20 years. So.
I'm not going to be alive.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, good. You get to die before like all the mass starvation and riots and everything. So that'd be cool. Welcome to Fantasy Boys, everybody. Bill Squire, Ryan DiPerna.
Ryan DiPerna, the writer of the latest fire-ass article about Dan Gilbert.
That's right. I have an essay out right now about Dan Gilbert. It's called Reminder, Dan Gilbert Sucks Ass.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that at rdpcomedy.com.
Doing some it's a good read. It's long as shit.
Yeah.
You really went in depth on that.
I know.
You do a lot of research and shit.
Well, right? That's because I was afraid that I was going to get sued. So I had to
back everything up.
Yeah.
No,
which I did.
It's smart. Like, it is. It's a lot of stuff that, as I'm reading it, let me just give you my assessment of it. Very funny.
Well, thank you.
It goes real deep. Like, you really have to... You got some real venom for this guy.
Yeah, I don't like him whatsoever.
You don't like him whatsoever.
Old school Cleveland hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that, as I'm reading this, I'm like... I'm learning what things are. Not even just like learning about.
It's
like,
hateful and education.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's a piece of shit move because now I know what a subprime mortgage is.
Yeah. He defrauded a bunch of people out of their houses and he didn't go to jail for it. My favorite line in it was Dan Gilbert, a festering boil upon the city of Cleveland, sucks ass with the aplomb of a gilded chupacabra. Of course, every Clevelander innately knows this. One can even see the used car salesman's stink lines radiating off of his bean in every known courtside photo. A tiny man with skin so thin it's translucent. I just like calling him a tiny man because I'm sure...
It gets under his skin.
Yeah.
See, you said that and all I saw in my head was you in a corner at like 3 a.m. with a typewriter and just a single light on. Just like, he will feel this.
More or less. I assume. He's like way more guarded social media wise these days after late night meltdowns on Twitter. A PR person got to him several years ago. But he did, for anybody that I'm sure we've talked about it on the podcast, but he had like come after me personally once on Twitter, and like for weeks I just had these chuds fucking like blowing my phone up and shit. So fuck Dan Gilbert.
But who are these people that are supporting him?
Like, the billionaire defender?
Yeah, like that's what I don't understand is he came after you, and then these people are like, yeah, that guy's good. Like, who are these people that.
These are the delusional people that buy vodka at gas stations. No one.
They, to be fair, this was like 2013, 13 or 14 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was right on the heels of LeBron leaving, and he's still kind of like, people hadn't came around to the fact that, oh yeah, this guy's a fucking asshole for writing that letter. It was still, oh, he's sticking up for Clevelanders. Boo, 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 boo. You know, like all the fucking
The letter Polish. Aside, the Comic Sans is still a part of the letter that bothers me more than anything.
Absolutely.
That is a weird font to use as a grown man.
For part of the article, or essay, really, like, I went back and reread the letter, and it really is unhinged, and it's hilarious, and I make the point that it's, like, almost, if you didn't know it was Dan Gilbert, it could be a Trump tweet, like, with the all caps, and, like, the fucking calling out people's masculinity and shit like that. Like, it almost, it was so apropos that, like, he was in that photo op with the Chicago Cubs for some reason.
Right.
And Donald Trump, it's like, yes, this is all the fucking, like, worst people in the world in one spot. Please let a meteor crash into this.
It's like every now and then when he does something like that, it's just like that drunk ex-boyfriend who doesn't know it's over and thinks that they're going to get the last word in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they wake up in the morning and just look at their phone and go to Facebook and go, oh, wow, I shouldn't have said
that. Oh, yeah. Well, notoriously, he was known amongst several, like, sports columnists and shit, like, here in town. Like, they would write a story about Dan Gilbert or, like, Quicken Loans or something like that. And, like, he would call them at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, fucking drunk as shit, just motherfucking.
Branding it, yeah.
Which is great, I guess, you know.
Why won't you love me?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, speaking of all that, the Cavs basketball season has started.
It has.
And, you know, you can already see everything that's going on.
Well, they made the point on the radio today that, like, okay, everybody was like, 8 seed, that seems realistic. And, you know, last year the 8 seed was Washington. They won 43 games. Does that team look like a fucking team that can win 43 games?
The Cavs?
Yeah. I know it's based off of one game.
It's one game. And I think there's potential to go two ways. I think their ceiling is about the 6 seed. Yeah. And their floor is one of the worst teams in the league. Probably like third or fourth worst. Yeah, definitely not. I mean, third or fourth worst record. But it depends on how these guys want to play. The Raptors are a really good team that were hitting a lot of shots last night.
Yeah.
The Raptors were hit. I mean, Kyle Lowry had an amazing game. So then you have that. You have all these pieces that are learning to play together in a completely different way because, first of all, most of the people that are on our team right now weren't on the team until halfway through last year.
Right.
And you take LeBron out of that, you got to start playing with tempo and in a different style.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff to learn. And we weren't making our shots, but we got a lot of good looks. So I think there is potential to be a decent team. But does that benefit us?
I don't think
so. Do we benefit from being a 6-7-8 seed?
No, because they lose their number one pick if they make the playoffs.
Right? Exactly.
Well, so then you're not going to get it because they're going to be at least an 8 seed. And this was my point that I saw. Remember, not the first time Jordan left.
Yeah.
And the East had no one to dominate. And those top 4 or 5 contenders, when they played each other, beat the living hell out of each other.
Okay.
The Toronto, Boston, Philly, they're going to beat the living shit out of each other. And I see a team like the Cavs, like Miami, maybe even, I want to say Milwaukee.
You got Washington, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's pretty
good.
Because Milwaukee put Boston to 7 games.
Yeah.
You got, I think Detroit could be better this year. I do think we do ourselves a disservice by being good. I think I think the best thing we can do is be okay for the first half of the season, raise the stock on guys like Rodney Hood, on Kevin Love, on people that someone's going to take a chance on and take off our books so that we can do a proper rebuild because right now our salaries are ridiculous.
And the problem is that the team is constructed around like a bunch of old guys that in theory can hit threes but need somebody to fucking dish it to them. And nobody that can. Like Kyle Korver, what the fuck is he going to
do? Who do you think is going to come out this year that you can pick up in the draft?
I don't know.
I don't know how deep this draft is, but you don't, whatever that is, you don't want to lose that number one overall pick unless for some reason we end up being really good and are competing for a top playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, but Boston fucking took Cavs the game 7 of the East last year with nobody, basically.
Right. With well, that's the thing, too, is they got Jason Tatum,
right,
who is better than Kyrie.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be better than Kyrie, and that's going to, like, cause problems in Boston because they got a lot of good players on that team, and Kyrie is going to play it off like he's cool about it, but then he's once people start talking more about Jason Tatum being the center point, right, focal point of that team, Kyrie's going to become the little bitch that he is.
I just see Danny Ainge telling him, like, hey, let's play him a little more, and a little more, and then sometime after Christmas, New Year, he's going to get traded to the West.
Who, Kyrie?
No, Tatum.
Tatum? But why would you trade Tatum when he's got a brighter future than Kyrie? Kyrie is injury prone as fuck.
They also have Jaylen Brown, too, which is fucking...
They're an embarrassment. And you got Terry Rozier, who can run the point, and he works well with those guys. He doesn't mind being... Like, he wants to be a star, but he's not trying to be the team.
Which is why I think Tatum would be the easiest. Because think about it. I think at this point, they don't want Kyrie there. But he's a star. So
that's what he's going to be a star. But you can get more back for Kyrie than you can.
Well, this is Kyrie's free agent year, right?
Oh, yeah. He is.
So, I don't know.
And you have, like, rumors of Kyrie going to New York. Now, he said in a press conference, or in the fan night at the Boston Arena, that he was going to re-sign with the Celtics. But I think there's a lot of drama that can happen. That's one of the things I like about the NBA.
Yeah, it's drama-filled. It's great.
It's so there's always so much movement happening. Like, as much as I want all the players to stay on the teams and blah, blah, and, like, LeBron to stay in Cleveland, the movement creates so many good storylines.
Oh, for sure. Fucking Jimmy Butler, like, clowning his fucking teammates.
Dude, that's
and motherfucking,
amazing.
Oh, that's the greatest story of all time.
Going in with the backups and beating the starters.
And just, like, just motherfucking everybody while he was doing it, too. Mm-hmm. And then just went, then, like, didn't even, like, shower. Just went straight to an interview to say how much he hated everybody.
I
want to
know who snitched about what happened in practice.
His agent, to make him look fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really quick, though. It was like,
yeah,
like,
that's exactly.
Like,
that's
when I like, had a water break, hey, man, I am just fucking up these starters.
Oh, yeah.
Let Rachel Nichols know when I come in for my interview, we're just going to trash these bitches.
For sure. You know, and just, that's great. That's a big dick move there.
That's big BDE.
He's going to fucking end up in New York, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's the thing, is don't him and Kyrie want to play together. So
I don't think that's going to be a good matchup.
I don't think so either. But I don't care as long as Kyrie's ego keeps moving him around and keeps him from winning. I don't care. I just don't want Kyrie to win. Because I don't like Kyrie talking shit about Cleveland, and I don't like... I haven't seen his movie yet, but I'm sure it was terrible.
I'm sure it was not good. I would venture to say.
I tried to watch it once, and by God's magical hand, it wouldn't load. And I just knew. I was like, I'll watch Predator for the 100th time.
I think, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Predator's the one of...
Did you ever see the new Predator?
Yes.
Was it good?
It was okay.
It was okay. All right. The thing. Is the first one was good. The second one I really liked. And I didn't realize... Like, when I saw Danny Glover one when I was a kid, I didn't realize, like, some of the nuance that was going on. And now that it was, like, a fucking nuanced movie. But, like, I just wanted Arnold, and I didn't get Arnold.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, this one's not as good. But then as I watched it again as an adult, I'm like, oh, shit. There's a lot, like, the whole, like... First of all, I didn't even know it took place in the future until I watched it, like, a couple weeks ago. And then it's, like, all the drug wars going on and shit and gang wars.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really fucking good movie.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
It's worth going back to.
What is it better? Is the new one better than Alien versus Predator?
It's better than Alien versus Predator Requiem. It's funny. Here's the thing. It's funny.
Yeah.
The movie is really funny.
Well, what's his name is in it, right?
Keegan Michael Key.
Yeah.
Oh, he has some lines that were just... But it's a really funny movie. It's a funny action movie.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
I can deal with that. Well, Shane Black's a funny dude.
Yeah.
When he's not putting sexual predators in the movie.
What movie did he put a sexual predator in?
The Predator.
Oh.
I mean, if that's the one you got to put in.
Oh, okay. Truth, and I should have looked. Oh, damn it! I shouldn't have been so outraged. But there's a predator in here. I should have read the title of the movie.
Yeah.
They, yeah, well, whatever. I know Olivia Munn, wasn't there something that she was mad that...
Well, that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Because she didn't know he was a sexual predator, and then people, like, she found out, and then she felt like everybody in the cast didn't have her back. I think it was more just, like, people like,
Who was the sexual predator?
Like, some small part.
Alleged.
Like, yeah. No, he was. Like, he's a registered sex offender.
Okay. Well, in that case, fine. Yeah.
But that's just bad background checking. I mean, yeah. Burger King does a better job of screening people.
Baskin Robbins. They always find out. So, yeah, that's... We got off on a tangent there. But, yeah, I like basketball. I'm glad the season started. Mostly because, like, even though basketball season really does not start until the playoffs...
No.
The highlights are so good... Because you can, like, I can watch NBA highlights and be entertained because someone does something
right.
every night that you're like, God damn, these people are amazing athletes. And like, watching Kawhi play, I'm glad to watch him play again. Like, that, I like that because I feel like watching football and stuff like that, I'm more into gambling when it comes
Agreed.
To football.
Agreed.
With baseball, I'm really only an Indians fan, so once they're out of it, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I ended up watching that Boston game yesterday.
Just, what happened with that, the home run or whatever that was going
to happen? So it was over the fence.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess the rule is that, like, if the player can make a catch and the fan interferes, it's an out. Mm-hmm. But, like, only if it's in the field of play.
Right.
And I guess all the video replays couldn't show the fact that, like, the guy's hand was definitively behind the fence or something
so
like that.
So they got fucked.
They originally called it an out.
I didn't see that part. That was like the second inning.
Okay. See, I feel like if they didn't originally call it an out, if they originally called it a home run, you got to keep it a home run then.
They must have originally called it an out.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it really is.
That's really shitty. Call it a home run and then reverse it if the replay
exactly.
can replay it.
But to be fair.
And I also feel like that's different than a foul ball.
Oh, that's
like
way different.
A home run ball is very different than a foul ball.
Absolutely.
I don't understand how we don't have enough cameras in this day and age to not get the
especially
right
them.
View.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't give a fuck that they got screwed because they were cheating.
Like, yeah, who the Astros?
I've seen them cut to guys picking their nose on the
bench. Yeah, they have.
You're telling me we can't just figure out. The NFL has that 3D thing with
AD. Yeah, where they go all the different angles. Yeah.
Well, and the Astros supposedly have a bunch of these, like, high-speed camera shit. That's why their analytics department is so good, quote-unquote, but they're also fucking cheating their ass off. Allegedly, like, Buster Olney tweeted out last night, because Major League Baseball just, like, took a hands-off approach. They said, well, yeah, but whatever. And I guess, like, everybody else in baseball is incensed about it, that they didn't get a punishment.
Well, I mean, they want Boston and L.A. in the World Series. So,
yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
And it's going to be that, unfortunately.
Right. And that, because that's huge ratings. They had Houston last year, but Houston, even though it's, like, one of the biggest World Series, like, biggest markets, the population outweighs the...
Fan base.
The fan base, yeah. For sure. Whereas Boston, they have fans across the country.
Unfortunately,
it sucks.
Plus, last year with Houston, they had the flood, so it just made
that's true.
Yeah, maybe the best story. Yeah, this year they don't got the story.
That was a good World Series, though. It went to Game 7, didn't it?
Did it? I don't remember. Yeah, yeah. Again, like I turn off baseball when the Indians are out.
I just watch it. I always like if there's a sporting event on, I'd rather
see. I'll watch preseason basketball over playoff baseball.
I watch playoff baseball.
I like basketball that much. And, like, watching Kawhi be back, that dude's hands are...
Oh, yeah. They're
the
insane.
Fucking biggest
there's a Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Twitter picture of it.
Yeah, where he's, like, palming a basketball, and it looks like one of those mini balls.
Yeah, it's like that Simpsons episode where he's walking by with a big hand. He's like, since all my life, I've had this giant hand.
The first such incident happened in 1974. Yep.
His laugh also... fucking kills me. It's so fucking funny. I listen to that like on a loop. See if I can fucking pull it up. But yeah, basketball is the most watchable sport
just
for sure.
Like, I don't need it to be a close game. A dunk, a block, like the
speed
of it
at any moment.
Yeah, it can speed up. It can get close. You can go on a run and make a game interesting. Like I watched the Cavs game and then I turned on the Rockets game, hoping that the Rockets would. Make a comeback, and they didn't, but it was still, like, there were still some good moves. There's some good plays. Yeah. that were interesting to watch. And that's what I love about basketball.
I'd like people to know about you. I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. It's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Sounds like an extra from Avenger the Nerd.
Yes. God damn, that's perfect.
That was during the fucking Kavanaugh shit. Wasn't like one of these chud fucking columnists for like the Washington Journal, a conservative paper or whatever, was like, well, that's just, you know, nobody batted an eye in the 80s when Brett Kavanaugh went to school, and in Revenge of the Nerds when the character tricked the lady into fucking him, thinking that she's a boyfriend. It's like, yeah, in retrospect, kind of not very
there
cool,
actually. There are a
bunch
of 80s movies that you look at now.
Little problematic.
Well, Porky's probably wasn't the best
thing
to see.
Probably a little.
But I mean, that was Porky's, you go. What's the college movie?
Oh, Animal House.
Animal House like, is terrible. The fucking 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. He's like climbing
the nerds is rape. Like, yeah. It's all terrible.
In Animal House, when he's climbing on the ladder to watch the girl change.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, boys.
And the thing
boys.
Is, I've had a topic. I was like, culture hasn't changed. There are just a lot more cameras and technology to catch everything and put it out there now.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like kind of the argument with the internet. Like, the world isn't as bad as everybody thinks. It's just that everybody knows about everything now.
Yeah.
But in that argument, like, the world has always been really fucked up then, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't know. Whatever. We have 20 years until the atmosphere turns into mustard gas. So it's awful. That really depresses me, man. Like, it's
Here's
hard for
thing.
Me to fucking get over.
I don't understand people were shocked by that article. Because if you've ever seen a Roland Emmerich film, he's been warning us for like 20 years that this shit is about to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, fucking...
What name a Roland Emmerich film so I can see if I...
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, he's got to do Independence Day 2012, The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
He does all the disaster movies.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not about rape.
Well, we moved on.
Oh, okay. I'm booking shows and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, that fucking... Because you know we're not going to do shit about it. It's like they have 20 years to fix it. So, and if they fix it, they still can't stop it. It'll just be less bad. Only millions of people will die instead of billions. And they ain't going to fucking do
but
shit
But is
about
that it. So bad?
No, it's not. But
like, fixing it to a point where billions that like
maybe we just lose West Virginia if we fix it.
Oh, we'll lose most.
Let's lose some people. Like, we need
thinning out. Yeah. We need a Thanos snap. We need a nice.
I'm all for
we
that.
Need a cleanse.
It's just that fucking like during the actual like time of it,
yeah,
it
will be
really shitty.
Yeah, fucking... it will be shitty, but we'll learn from it, and it will. Right some wrongs that are happening.
Purge this shit, motherfucker.
Exactly.
A cleansing. A nice cleansing of all the undesirables.
I feel like this has happened.
Something rings a bell about that. Yeah. I can't place my finger on it. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it's just depressing fucking reading the news. But you can't escape it, you know? I need a hobby. I need to, like, start...
Yeah, because you read the news too much.
I know.
And that's not good. I think you should start doing either, like, some crafts or...
Baking? Spider famously bakes when he gets stressed out.
I do. I'm proud to report I have not rage baked in over a year.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I have baked, but have not out of anger.
What
that's
the...
That's a... Too many people were trying to make me angry. Jimmy Graham is notorious for trying to make me angry so he can get a cake.
Of course.
Because that was the thing. Like, for a good 6 months, Spider would show up to shows around town, and he'd just have cakes and cupcakes and, like, whatever, and just, like, said to them, be like, take this. And people were like, what? It's like, I made it.
There was a time where I couldn't find a job and everything was just getting worse and worse. And
but your case got more elaborate.
Yeah. Just like, okay.
What? I mean, like, how skilled are you in, like, Could you be on the fucking Great British Bake Off?
No,
sort of,
not
sort of
that
deal?
Good. I'm not a TV chef. I could do that. But if you ask me, like, hey, we have a very small wedding, 30, 40 people. You think you can make me a 2-layer?
Really?
I can be like, I can kind of do that.
Okay.
I can kind of do that.
That's baking's hard as fuck, man.
Turn that into like some, like take it from regular baked goods and start making like keto friendly baked goods. Because you could fucking make money off of that shit.
Or weed. That seems a lot.
That has been my biggest request.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of people already doing the edibles.
Yeah, but is it a delicious 2-layer wedding cake for a small 30 to 40 party?
Yeah. I feel like that's out there. I feel like keto stuff that's... Because, like, I have some friends that make that stuff that, like, made, like, Erica on the show.
Yeah.
She made some keto donuts for her birthday, brought them in. Fucking fantastic.
Really? What's keto is just like wheat, right?
So, yeah, so you're using like nut flours instead of like.
That's what I call my wife's pussy.
Hey! The nut flour. So, yeah, you're using like almond flour or coconut flour. I don't even know.
Sure.
But it doesn't have wheat, it doesn't have sugar. Like traditional sugar, some like light sugars, but it's good. It's sweet, like stevia, shit like that.
Yeah.
I would have to try that once or twice because
yeah,
a lot of times it's just I'm either following the instructions or I'm just hearing grandma in my ear talking about too much, baby. Okay, not enough.
See, yeah. there's a million different recipes online for all that stuff. I just don't take the time to bake. Like I'm not gonna bake.
Yeah,
like baking's... I'll cook my own food. I don't mind doing
sure,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I baking is a process. That I just don't have the patience for.
Well, and you got to be like kind of more accurate baking than you do cooking. Right?
Well, here's the thing: people don't realize about baking. Even though it sounds like it takes like 2-3 hours to do, putting everything together takes 20 minutes. Once you mix it together and put it in the pan, you're just waiting for it to bake right.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what takes so long. You just got to sit there for an hour.
But yeah. here's why I'm bad at baking because I go, oh, do I have a pan like that? Oh, I forgot that ingredient. Like it's like when you're trying to fix up your house and you have to keep going back to Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
It's that same fucking thing.
This is how...
It's my personal hell.
And I brought the very first time I made it, my graham cracker peanut butter brownie pie. And the only reason why that came to be was because I didn't have a brownie pan anymore. I had already taken it somewhere with brownies. But I had this graham cracker pie dish.
Okay.
And I was just like, well, I guess we're making pie. And I checked. No one has ever done this. So I made it.
Is there your own invention?
Yeah.
Look
at
us.
I made it. And I took it to Barrio. And I sat there along with like many other cakes that everybody devoured. But it was so rich.
Yeah.
That even I couldn't get past the second piece.
That's the thing with like baking.
Second piece or second bite?
The second piece.
All right.
Everybody makes all their shit, too. Look at us, a bunch of three queens fucking talking about baking.
Nah, but that's why I want to have someone different.
No, it's okay.
Like,
it's
we
different.
Started off ranting about Dan Gilbert, and now we're talking about...
Listen, let me tell you why it's different. When you're baking and you're playing NWA in the background, it's fine.
Speaking of... fucking the WWE, they got a little bit of a problem on their hands. What with their
the Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, man. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. I saw that on Last Week Tonight.
They're going.
Of course they are.
$1 billion doesn't stop anyone.
Yeah, they have like $100 million. They have a $1 billion 10-year contract,
yeah.
Right? And it's like this wasn't when fucking Saudi Arabia has just
year,
become
yeah.
problematic. You
yeah.
know what I mean with this journalist thing? It's like. They did 9/11.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking...
It's not even like Congress. There's like four people.
That,
but is anyone expecting the WWE to have morals?
They have, surprisingly, in recent years, they've been more progressive in like some of their shit.
Oh, yeah.
But like fucking Vince McMahon is Vince McMahon. So
right.
You're right.
And that amount of money, you got the contract
absolutely.
There.
That's why I never liked Hogan, because Hogan turned, like, partnered with fucking McMahon and, like, ratted on all the guys that were trying to form a union in the 80s.
Yeah, because
like,
he was making
the
most money, so he didn't give a fuck about everybody
yeah.
else.
And he fucking killed journalism, which is a weird side note to fucking how we always will think about fucking Hulk Hogan. You know
and
what
his
I mean?
Dick.
Yeah, his penis.
I'm happy to say I've never seen that video.
I only saw the part where he was using the N-word. I didn't actually see
the
part where he was...
Which, he was using the N-word while talking about his daughter while fucking his best friend's wife. Which is
a love sponge.
Yeah,
trifecta.
Yeah, that's a proud Tampa, Florida tradition, I would imagine. But yes, the other thing is hilarious is Bubba the Love Sponge will forever be mentioned in, like, law school, like, jurisprudence and shit like that.
What's his actual name?
Something Clem.
Yeah.
I want to say Chris Clem.
Chris
Clem. Chris Clem, you're Bubba the Love Sponge now, buddy.
Like Todd Clem or something?
Something. Yeah. But Clem, I don't know. Fucking. But yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge, whom I only know, and he only got to prominence because he, like, didn't he, like, shit on Howard Stern or something like that?
Well,
early?
Stern hired him on his station.
Right, but, like, before...
Before that, yeah. Like, they had, like,
they had
a feud, and then, like, they buried the hatchet, and then Stern hired him to be on Sirius. He bombed real hard on there, and then went back to Tampa, and then got into all that stuff with Hulk Hogan, and then got into a big old thing with the... with Nielsen, because he was tampering with people that were had like ratings meters.
Wait, Hulk Hogan? Oh, Bubba Love Sponge. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah,
he don't seem like he's smart enough to be able to tamper with.
Well, he was just like he knew people that had, like I guess this one guy had like 3 meters. Like he was like, and Bubba was paying him to collect those meters.
Right.
Like he like. That guy would buy the meters off of people and then, like, fuck up the ratings to in his favor. And he was still in last place.
Fucking Bubba. Remember Man Cow?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking all these dudes. Like, that's why fucking, man, that, remember the golden age of shock jocks? And
well,
looking back on
Man
it,
Cow
so,
is...
he's a right-wing guy now, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But he... I mean, he does a show in Tampa, too.
No, I'm thinking of the other guy.
Oh, you're thinking of... Okay, no, Cowhead.
Cowhead.
Man Cow's the right-wing guy.
Okay.
Cowhead is...
The Tampa guy.
The Tampa guy.
Who does some comic stuff.
Yeah, he does some comic... Like, right. Cowhead... Like, that's why, like, if I was cow-based, I would drop the name.
Just be Pigman.
Yeah, yeah.
Pigman.
Yeah.
Hey, Pigman in the morning.
If Cowhead's cool, Man Cow sucks.
I'm just going to sit here and listen because... I was like Howard Stern, and it was just like white.
Not even white.
Every now and then, I would listen to Howard Stern, but I would never hear these characters. But then someone would tell me about. I'm like, I don't remember that being part of the show today. And I'd be like, oh, that's probably when I switched to D.L. Hewley or. Like,
oh yeah. Fucking. There was a moment in time where Howard Stern was pretty big on the pop culture.
He had the
scene.
I remember like E After Dark.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would just air.
And then afterwards, they had Wild on E, and like you could kind of see the nipples if you squinted enough.
Just remember, like I'd be up and I was like, all right, so Howard Stern, okay, this is what's happening, whatever. And then afterward, it'd be like, this is Brooke Burke, and I'm showing you all the places you'll never go. I'm like.
Yeah, with Art Mann, too. Also, a hilarious tweet. Art Mann and Joe Thomas, for some reason, are, like, best buds.
Like, yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's
like,
hilarious.
That's weird as fuck.
I love Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas is a fucking national treasure.
When is he getting his statue?
He should.
Yeah,
he should have one.
He should get it today. He should get it right now.
He should have
what,
one.
How long have we been doing this?
33 minutes.
Perfect. Okay. Because I got a call with, you know, Gabby, who does the... in-house announcing at the Indians games?
Yeah, yeah.
She wants to pick my brain about all the stuff I do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I don't even know what that means.
I don't fucking
but,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah, I just struggled my way to success.
All right. Well, we can wrap up.
No, I told her 15 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, fucking...
Sup, Gabby?
Man Cow, Cowhead... the pig man, 19 after the hour. Here's your traffic and weather together. Man in the box.
Hey!
That was fucking. That's Wayne's World 2. One of the funniest parts of Wayne's World 2.
Yeah.
Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan. I bet you get so many chicks. That's one of the best bits. One of the things that I love about comedy is it pulls back the curtain on so many different things if you pay attention. And, like, if you love comedy, you. Get the fourth wall torn down so many times. that when you hear someone's voice on radio and go, oh, I bet that guy's a real sexy guy, and then the handsome Dan thing, you're like, oh, he just has a good voice. Okay, so it's like, it's an illusion.
5'9", 230 pounds.
Like, Harry Shearer, yeah.
That's my, I want to, my next, like, essay I want to do that's a local hit piece is on Mike Trevisano, I think. Because I can't believe that he's still going.
No comment?
I know you can't comment, but...
they shouldn't even comment on Dan Gilbert. That's why I, like, did it the way I'm like, oh, so you don't like Dan Gilbert? Like, yeah, I mean, we're partners with the cast. But you know what's hilarious? I'm going to the game on Sunday. We got shirts today. We haven't gotten anything from the Cavs in 3 years. Oh, the first year that LeBron came back, they were all hyped, so they still gave us stuff. And then, like, those last 3 years, they're just like, heh.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Done many friends again.
We don't have... I don't know. That's why...
What's your dog's full name?
Fukui.
Fukui. And you just call him...
Foo.
Foo. Oh, I always call him Gooey.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Foo. He responds to both.
How do you spell Fukui?
I don't know. F-U-K... Fuck.
I just F-A-K-O-O-I-E.
Yeah, that's good enough. Right. On his tag, it's just F-O-O, foo. But he's a good boy. I like having a dog.
He doesn't like lettuce. I found that out.
He's, for the most part, pretty chill. Other than sometimes he gets a little barky. But he's very friendly. He's not a biter.
Right. He's sweet.
He's a good boy.
I was bending over to pick up his shit today, and he, like, fucking pulled a Houdini and slipped out of his harness somehow.
Oh, I have something to tell you. Stop. Okay. How much did that jacket cost?
I don't want to talk about it.
How much did that picture of Nixon and...
I don't want to talk about it.
How much did you spend on gambling?
I don't want to talk about it.
How old is your fucking phone?
Old as shit. It's
all right.
4 generations ago.
You have a phone that is unable to download apps. So that you have to get on different computers to use DraftKings.
Yes, because my
GPS, one of them's...
It's set to a different state.
For...
The one that
purposes.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a jitterbug that you can buy right?
He just got an old ass iPhone, but it's because he is, he's unwilling to buy a new iPhone or clear off stuff on there so he can download apps.
I'm cleared to the point where, like, I can't clear anything else. I need everything on there.
Because, is it a 16 gig?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking terrible.
It's a 16 gig. It's like, what are they on? iPhone 12?
11 or 10X.
Yeah, which is like 12. Yeah. This is like a 6. Not even like the 6A or whatever, the 6X.
My SIM card holds twice as much.
Probably, yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, for an irresponsible person like you, you should be on Android.
I'm a responsible
person. I have an iPhone.
This hasn't broke yet, though.
I say that I'm a responsible person as I drink whiskey from my friend's wedding thing and live with my friend's grandma. So,
that's fine.
Hey, in a month I'm...
But when it comes to digital stuff, I'm very...
That's true. My fucking last piece of technology is that TV that I got for my birthday in, like, 2010, man. Like, I don't... Well, that we have the...
Here's a little tip for you and all the people listening. If you want a good computer and you aren't averse to MacBooks, but I bet they have other computers on Groupon, go on Groupon. You can get cheap computers.
Oh, you were telling me this. Yeah.
Because they do scratch and dent. And I got a fucking MacBook Pro with 500 gigabytes for fucking $450.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
And I can do everything that I need to do with it. Like, I don't need... Like, I'm not a gamer. I just need to be able to edit video and audio and shit like that. And not have it be... Like, my last laptop was 12 years old.
Yeah.
So I needed a laptop that wasn't starting to look sexy to me.
Right. Problematic Bill!
God damn you, Maker's Mark!
No, I take that back. That fucking iMac or whatever we got a couple years ago, but, like, I bought it on spec. You know what I mean?
Right,
Best Buy credit card or whatever.
Remember that shit with just a TV? Yeah. I remember when they came to just like, this is all you need, and it was just different colors.
To
like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, that was like in the early 2000s, yeah. late 90s. And I'm just and like, shit.
I can't steal CDs and make copies to sell to people with just this television. I'm going to have to go get a tower, but thank you.
Yeah.
I remember the first fucking iPod. Remember that with the spinny wheel thing? Yeah.
I remember the first flat screen TV that I bought was a 19-inch TV that I hung on my wall in my efficiency apartment in Tremont, and I fucking looked like it was $300, and I had like to get a converter. 8 inches thick. I had to get a converter because it like wasn't HDMI ready, but I had cable because it was like I had like a super cheap package. Sorry, there's a girl that I like that's texting me, and I said that I keep calling your dog Gooey, and then she goes, can you call me that, too? I really like this girl.
1 point for Spar.
Hey,
so I got this thing. So I had to get this fucking converter. Then I had to learn how to reset this fucking cable box to make it work with this converter, and I did all that shit. I used to be, like, this is before I drank. So, like, I could do things like that. Now that I drink and I make an okay amount of money, I'll be like, I'll just go buy another freaking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to struggle.
Yeah, why would you? So I bought, like, the wall mount kit for that TV without really thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the chimney. I want to mount it above my fireplace or whatever. But you got to put it into, like, where the control joints are in the brick. You know what I mean? You can't just, like, slam it into the
whatever,
brick.
Whatever, yeah.
Which, like, I can't do unless I cut that plywood or plaster and shit out. And I'm like, just keep it fucking there.
Just set it on the fucking mantle.
So now I'm going to, like, fucking, I guess, hang that in the spare room or whatever for the other TV.
There you go.
Might as well. But, yeah, I don't know. Owning a house, fucking, it's like a never-ending. It's great. I love having like a fucking place. I'm excited for it. Yeah, I mean, it's starting to look cool.
No, this is a great house.
Yeah,
You guys did a good job painting and everything, and it's one of those things where you got it on the side of Lakewood, where people are like, "Oh, I don't want to live on that side." Of Lakewood.
But it's
Lakewood.
This is a good side of Lakewood,
right?
It's
but like. Waspy people that are trying
it's like Bird Town.
Oh, it's near Bird Town and blah blah blah. No, it's still bad over here. Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly.
Still scary. Don't buy over here.
Actually do, so my property value fucking goes up.
Well, eventually they will. But like right now, I'm like, maybe I want to get a house.
You should. I mean, like...
But I don't want to fix anything up. I honestly just, like, I might just die at grandma's.
It's a good fucking gig. You got a good gig going.
Dude, I fucking love living with her. Yeah. It's because one of the things is I become self-destructive when I'm lonely.
Sure.
So if I'm by myself, I get drunk, I get high, I get into situations that put me in a bad place.
Sure.
Having an elderly roommate that calls me on that shit.
All right.
Is helpful.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
I don't know if you've noticed, I've been really productive the last 2 months.
Yeah, grandma.
I've been doing a bunch of good shit.
Absolutely.
See, I am the complete opposite. It's like when I go home and I hear nothing, I am so happy.
Oh, there's no... Grandma, it's not like grandma does it. Like, we get to hang out a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. Like, if we want to play Scrabble or watch a basketball game or something like that, it's fine. But she'll sit there with the TV off just playing fucking casino games on her laptop. So she is not...
Grandma's cool.
Grandma's a great egg. Grandma is a great egg. Best.
And she also likes to tell me about the girls that I talk to, and like, she's like, I like her, I don't like her. And then, but yesterday she's like, I'm not going to weigh in anymore until someone is more serious. And I'm like, that's a good call. Because you keep thinking that I'm bringing home people that I'm going to be like... This is a relationship. No, they're just there. And then send them on their way.
Should I learn her name? No,
not today. It's not right.
It's like it's like the bit about the chemical.
But, old Gooey. I like Gooey.
Oh, Gooey. Gooey's a good egg.
Gooey's a good egg.
With that fucking text back.
She's fucking funny. Goes a long way with me.
That's good. All right, well, we're at 45. All right. Fucking do this shit, so.
Okay, let's talk a little bit football.
Yes.
Because Spider is a Falcons fan. Spider's from Atlanta.
Yes.
Well, sadly, Born in Cincinnati, grew up in Atlanta, came back to Ohio.
Right, but you're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
When it comes to it, like, that's where all your allegiances are. You are an Atlanta fan.
Yes.
So, Cavs playing the Hawks. The Hawks aren't a thing right now.
I'm still okay with
But the Falcons, they're like, they're a little weird right now. Like, they're playing well, but they're not winning as much as they should.
We have lost literally half of our starting defensive team.
Okay.
Like, we are down, I believe, I want to say, last time I checked, it was 6. It might be bordering on 7.
Yeah.
They are out for almost the entire season.
Yeah.
So we are playing with second stringers and trying to move pieces around. Now, yeah, sometimes if you notice, they hang in there, but you can't expect people who don't play full games to all of a sudden pick up and play full speed at a level that they obviously weren't comfortable playing, otherwise they'd be starter somewhere.
It's just a shame they have such a good offense.
That, yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it took, as always, it took 2 or 3 weeks for them to fix some things, but the offense put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we just started dropping defensive guys, and now we need to work on that. And luckily, we're in a division where as long
defense
as,
isn't a thing, unless you're Carolina.
All right.
Yeah, and we just, my only thing is, I was like, at the beginning of the season, I was like, we can either win a division or get a wild card. Now I'm like, I'll be happy if we can go 8-8.
Yeah, I mean, but that still might win to the, or,
I don't know.
New Orleans is real good.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for them to fall, but they're smart. They play smart. And
which is a shock.
They play tempo.
Yeah.
They play all
tempo.
Because
they hadn't since they won that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then the last 2 years, Sean Payton. Like,
well, and here's the thing, too, is this is a year because of them focusing so much on the roughing the quarterback kind of thing, where you can have a record season as an offense.
Sure.
And that bodes well for pretty much all the teams in the NFC South. But if you can stop people, that's going to be so important. Because it's not like you have to get a stop on every possession. You have to get those key possessions. Stop at the end of the quarter, at the end of a half, so that your team is has the ball at the end of the game or has a chance to kick that field goal at the end of the game.
Right. That's why the Browns are like fucking, they're 29th in run defense or 28th in run defense and 30th in pass or flip-flop, something like that.
Yeah.
But they're the tied for first in takeaways. And everybody's like, well, they're had good defense. And they are, I guess, on paper. The last two of the last three games, their defense kind of fucking...
Yeah, the Raiders and Chargers definitely... Put a lot of numbers on them.
Chargers, that fucking... That,
Chargers are good.
They're very good. One of the touchdowns shouldn't have counted. The other one's a fluke play where
they
fucking
still
Mike
by, like,
Williams... No, I know. The other one's a fluke play where like Mike Williams fucking muscled that ball away from three fucking guys in the end zone. And then
but that's what you gotta do.
Baker should have had two touchdowns that were dropped.
But here's the thing. We're in almost mid-season. This is where teams start figuring out how other teams play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And those who are smart will adapt.
Yeah.
You would, but between now.
So, in other words, not Hugh Jackson.
Maybe. Who knows? Well, Todd Haley. If Todd Haley can adjust and have the team adapt, you'll be fine. But it's always between from now till the second week in December, you'll notice certain teams will start to shift and they'll start playing a little better. Certain teams are better. Will get lax, start playing worse, and you'll realize who's smart and who's not.
Right.
You know, like, because I've looked at, technically, the Cavs should be 4-2. I mean, not
the Browns.
The Browns should be 4-2.
They definitely should have won that Raiders game. They got jobbed out of that. And then, basically. I mean, they lost that Chargers game pretty much outright. And then fucking...
But everything else they've been in.
Yeah.
So... I'm still encouraged.
I mean, it's fun. I'm excited for this week's game against fucking Tampa Bay.
Y'all should be bad. I am rooting for y'all.
I think this is going to be Baker's coming out party.
I hope so.
Like,
their defense sucks.
Their defense is terrible.
Yeah.
So
they just fired Mike Smith, former Atlanta Falcons coach Mike Smith, and least distinguishable person in NFL history.
He's no Bobby Petrino, so we're good.
Bobby Petrino at least was fucking interesting. Like, fucking...
Yeah, Mike Smith was just...
Yeah, who is he? I couldn't. It's like a fucking
someone's uncle.
It's like stock photo guy or whatever. Yeah. But fucking
fuck Bobby Petrino.
That picture of Bobby Petrino in the neck brace, smiling with all the road rash burns on him, though.
If
after
I could
he fucking
that on
got
a cake.
Oh, that's the birthday. Greatest you picture of all time.
I think that might be my next birthday cake. I think we're gonna take the picture with somebody.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
No, well, we can do that. We can. When's your birthday?
It's in June. We got time.
Okay, no, we got plenty of time. Right.
Yeah, we can.
Like, really? I was like, every year.
Didn't he leave a fucking? Refresh my memory about the Atlanta.
He
left
in
the middle of the night, right?
This was the whole Michael Vick thing. So they changed. They kicked out almost everybody that was involved with
that.
And he came in. He I want to say he left Arkansas to come there, and then he was just like, oh. You know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to be here. And ran to Louisville.
Yeah.
And then a couple of months later, he got in that bike accident. And I, a very vengeful person, was just like, that's right, bitch. Fuck you. I hope you were cheating with her and your wife believes you. But you don't have shit. But that didn't happen. He just lost his job.
And then he got a better job.
Yeah. Luckiest son of a bitch that I... But I don't like him.
So many football coaches, they're lucky.
There's no... It's not a meritocracy or anything like that.
No.
Like, it's if you're fucking... Like,
you win games, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Fucking Brian Daboll still has a fucking job, I'm pretty sure.
Just don't quit. He just up and left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you bitch.
Fuck.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah, we're done. Go to... I don't think I have any other show coming. Go to RDP Comedy. Read that fucking thing.
GoSquire.com. I got a bunch of stuff coming up, including a big, big show at the Agora in Cleveland.
That would be tight. And Spider, you got anything plugged?
Go to
Youngstown.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, I am in Youngstown this weekend. I'm at the Funny Farm. Almost flipped that. Mm-hmm. I'm at the Funny Farm Comedy Club, downtown Youngstown, Federal Building. And if you want to go to Facebook and check out SX1 Entertainment, we're doing shows all over the place now.
Tight. All right, boyfriends, you've been great. Email us. See you later. Bye.
Nice.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.